short distance away from here, members of the U.S. Senate often refer with pride to the Senate's reputation as the world's greatest deliberative body. That's what they call it. But deliberation can be used to keep issues from ever coming to a vote. Senate Democrats say they have just enough power to prevent the Senate from ever voting on one of President Bush's nominees to the Federal Appeals Court. Miguel Estrada is an attorney who was born in Honduras. He's 42 years old. And to some lawmakers, the battle over his nomination symbolizes a much larger fight over who controls the federal bench. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As the Senate adjourned Friday afternoon for a week-long recess, Majority Leader Bill Frist said the next order of business when senators return will be the exact same issue they've been hung up on since the middle of last week, the nomination of Miguel Estrada to sit on the District of Columbia Federal Appeals Court.
I remain optimistic, however, that upon our return, my colleagues on the other side of the aisle will allow us to lock in a time certain for a vote on the confirmation of this important nomination.
Sitting in his office outside the Senate chamber, Democratic leader Tom Daschle gave no signs of budging. He said he and his fellow Democrats have not seen any of the legal memoranda Estrada wrote while working for the U.S. Solicitor General in the 1990s, documents that the White House has refused to turn over.
Well, we will oppose a vote until we get the information. This isn't necessarily a question about Mr. Estrada. This is a question about whether or not the obligation exists to provide the Senate with the information we need to make a good judgment. That's really what it is.
It's pathetic, and it's shameful, and I'm sick and tired of it.
Utah Republican Orrin Hatch, who chairs the Judiciary Committee, was outraged by Daschle's decision this week to resort to a filibuster to block a vote on Estrada. While Daschle maintains Estrada stonewalled that committee during his confirmation hearing last fall, Hatch has a very different recollection.
He answered question after question after question, but it just didn't answer them the way they wanted him to answer. And he didn't make any mistakes, apparently. And he didn't give them anything to hang him with.
Republicans could try to force an up or down vote on Estrada's nomination by having senators vote on whether to cut off debate. But they haven't done that because it appears they'd lose if they tried. So instead, as the stalemate continues, senators have been free to talk and talk about nearly anything they please on the Senate floor.
Candy and chewing gum. Ha ha, boy, what a hit I thought I was.
West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd, the 85-year-old dean of the Senate, regaled fellow senators one afternoon with stories of how he courted his future wife. He had an audience of New York Democrat Charles Schumer standing alongside him and North Carolina Republican Elizabeth Dole sitting in the presiding officer's chair.
I'm here to tell these young men who are pages that's the way you court your girl with another boy's bubblegum.
Would my friend, my leader from West Virginia, yield?
Yes, would the congressional record please note that there was laughter?
Yes, without objection. Senator from New York.
Would the reporter kind of note that there was laughter again in the congressional record? Got to make that congressional record come alive.
Yes. My colleague from West Virginia, if he might yield,
yes,
is making everything come alive in this chamber. We haven't had a happier moment in a long time.
And Minority Leader Daschle seemed no more concerned than Byrd about holding up other matters in the Senate by resorting to such an old-fashioned filibuster.
This is really part of the glorious tradition of the Senate, I think. This is living up to the traditions, I think, and the expectations of our founding fathers.
But Majority Leader Frist says there's a price that will have to be paid for filibustering the Estrada nomination.
If the Democrats want to send this message of obstruct, obstruction, 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 I think it is important for the American people to see. And I think at the end of the day, it is so unreasonable, it is so outlandish that they're going to allow an up or down vote.
Democrats say they're not worried about a backlash. Americans, they say, have many other things to worry about these days. On Friday, Republican leader Frist allowed that he may eventually be forced to withdraw Estrada's nomination.
If they filibuster for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, and we can't address other very important issues, if so, I'll likely bring them back up.
Whatever fate befalls Estrada, the Democrats have their eyes on another future struggle, the one to determine who will fill the next vacancy on the Supreme Court. By going this far to block a lesser nominee, they're signaling how hard they will fight for a say when it comes to the highest court in the land. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.